And welcome now to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland. There's a free concert in the air coming Thursday. That's December 12th at 7:30 at United Methodist Church at the corner of Johnson and Wisconsin in Madison. It's a concert by Isthmus Brass. And they also have a brand new CD out, and two of their proponents, including their founder, Mike Forbes, and their conductor, John Stevens, are right here to tell us more about the CD that we'll be sampling between now and quiz question time. Welcome to the Midday.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Norman.
So it's called We All Need a Little Christmas. We Need a Little Christmas, a slight variation there. And it has all kinds of pieces on it, 16 of them, I think, all together, all in a Christmas vein. Which, even though it's a purely brass CD, gives you lots of latitude. Lots of variety.
Yeah, we really strove to go in a slightly more poppy realm from our first CD that I came in here and talked about in 2013 called Isthmus Brass Christmas. This one has does still have some very classical traditional carols on it, but it also has more things that you would hear more on in terms of popular Christmas tunes that you might expect on different radio stations this time. And it's a lot of fun for us as brass musicians who cross over from classical into the pop genres to be able to stretch our legs in that realm as well.
So is this going to be a Christmas concert then that's happening on Thursday night? A holiday concert?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so and are some of these tracks from the disc are going to be featured during the concert?
Sure, yeah, and, sure. And a couple from the first CD as well, and some new things.
All right, a mix. And it includes, for example, tune that, I wasn't even aware of until I was in about seventh grade, and I don't know if it dates much further back than that, I can't remember, but in this first one that we're going to hear, is this a combination, sort of a medley of these two tunes?
Yeah, I think the term they use nowadays is a mashup. This is a mashup of Do You Hear What I Hear, and of course, The Little Drummer Boy. I thought I could put these two together into an arrangement, and to add a little bit more salt to the thing, I have our percussionist, Keith Lienert, who's a fantastic drummer back there, laying down the famous Steve Gadd drum beat that you know from Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, which has, of course, nothing to do with these Christmas tunes, but supplies a really cool backbeat.
Well, all right. It's going to be interesting to see how all that ties together. Here we go.
Thank you.
several things going on there at the same time, but they all work harmoniously. And so congratulations on your arrangement.
Thank you.
Mike Forbes of Do You Hear What I Hear and The Little Drummer Boy with 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover as a kind of a background there. Well, let's see. We have also that familiar Basque carol, Fum Fum Fum, which also gives you a fair amount of latitude to arrange for Isthmus Brass.
Yeah, one of the really, I think, the hallmarks of our group is the fact that we are made up of 10 brass musicians and a percussionist, and each of those 10 brass musicians have pretty big experience, not only in the classical realm, but in different pop cultures and pop realms as well. And because of that, you know, a lot of brass groups are made up of groups of folks who are comfortable in a lot of different styles. But I think what makes the Isthmus Brass really special is how authentic we can go into these different styles. So this Fum 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 arrangement, I think, which I kind of lifted from Mannheim Steamroller and Chip Davis's beautiful arrangement and put it to brass, really captures sort of the Renaissance side of what brass instruments can do in a very classical way, and yet you put it with a rock beat a little bit later on in that Mannheim Steamroller style, and it can be really exciting in a kind of a fusion crossover.
I can imagine one of those computer programmed Christmas lights productions to this. plenty of things going on in that one also, but ever-changing. Quite a nice arrangement there.
Well, thank you. And that also, I should mention, featured Brent Turney from UW-Stevens Point on that crazy and great piccolo playing and really, really captured the spirit of that piece.
Well, here's another familiar carol, this one by Adolphe Adam, but this time around, the arranger is our very own John Stevens.
Yeah, this, of course, O Holy Night has been one of our most beloved carols for many, many years, certainly a favorite of mine. And one of our other trumpet players, John Shipper, who lives right here in Madison and teaches at Madison Country Day School, came to us and said, wondered if we could do a version of this that might be able to feature him as a soloist. And I was happy to dive into that project. John and I spoke, and he talked about some of the versions of this tune that he really liked, some beautiful lyrical vocal versions and a couple of jazz versions that have become popular in that part of our musical community. So I set about to try to feature kind of both sides of who John is as a player, his beautiful lyrical playing, but also his really strong lead playing. And as you've been hearing already today, one of the things that we're doing with the Isthmus Brass is taking some traditional music and sort of taking off in new directions with it. And you'll certainly hear that in this version of O Holy Night.
Thank you.
The John Stevens arrangement of Oh Holy Night, that was Isthmus Brass. And not only do they have a new CD out that we're hearing, We Need a Little Christmas, but they also have a free concert coming up Thursday night. That's the 12th, 7:30, United Methodist Church at the corner of Johnson and Wisconsin in Madison, and a couple of more, too.
Yeah, hopefully people can come out to that important concert on Thursday. It's actually a benefit for the homeless through the Porchlight charity, and we hope that folks will come and support that event. But then on Friday, we'll be up in Fond du Lac at the Thelma Sadoff Center at 7 p.m. For a really fun concert. That's been an annual tradition for us as well. And finally, on Sunday, we're going to be doing a concert at the River Arts in Sauk Prairie, which we have, this will be a first time for us out there in Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin. That's at 2 p.m. Sunday matinee.
Lots of music in the air, and a lot of it from brass coming your way. Well, we have one more before we get down to our 12:30 quiz question, and this one will be rather up-tempo, I'm guessing.
That's correct, yeah. And this one's going to feature two of our sort of hardcore jazzers in the group. Tim Albright is the trombone professor at Lawrence University, who was for a long time the first call guy in New York City. So he's quite versatile in a lot of different genres. And our other featured guy in this is Dave Cooper, who's one of the finest trumpet players, jazz trumpet players in the Midwest. Those two will have a little impromptu duo in the middle of this really upbeat Frosty.
He got pretty hot there.
It almost melted.
Yes, I would say. The hot brass treatment there with some percussion too, a la Gene Krupa, a la big bands of the 1940s. Isthmus Brass, that was, and it comes from their brand new Christmas CD, We Need a Little Christmas, and they provide a lot of it. Upcoming concerts, and also they have a website, too, telling you all about stuff.
Yeah, our website is isthmusbrass.com. We're also on Facebook, of course, and Twitter. But if people are interested in seeing our calendar or ordering our CD, or both CDs, actually, they're available right there at isthmusbrass.com.
Well, Mike Forbes and John Stevens, thanks for sharing the new music with us.
Thank you, Norman. Thanks for having us in.
Thank you.